Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about drinking one's dreams without mm-hmm. giving away the whole book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the things that's in the story, we're walking with a woman who has gotten lost, and she's really lost in her life in kind of a big way. And she's found her way to the rainforest and is essentially giving up. But she, through encountering an elder, so here's there's an elder in the story, a grandmother, she finds her way to meet the cacao tree who helps her reclaim her dreams. And part of that is through using the seeds of cacao. That's what we make chocolate from. It's mm-hmm. chocolate that we know. And chocolate elixirs, drinks of chocolate, that was the ancient way of eating chocolate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once the Europeans got a hold of it, then it became bars. But in the traditional ways, they were drinks, these luscious elixirs. So symbolically in the story, we are watching and walking with someone who has planted her dreams in the seeds of cacao, and then they're used to make the elixir which she drinks. So it's, in essence, it's about embodying our dreams. So if we're going to bring our dreams to life, we need to feel them, smell them, taste them, see the possibilities of what they are, not just a theoretical idea in our minds.
Well, and I'm quickly going to a page in the book that I had earmarked for my own pondering, and one of the characters in the book at one point says, your wants awaken your passions. Your passions lead you to your dreams. Your dreams hold the remembering of what you love about life. Feel your aliveness and feel the callings of your heart. And that's what can happen when we drink our dreams. It reminds me of the song from Katasi, that we each have a song. It's unique to us. Mm-hmm. And the rituals and ceremonies associated with this ancient lineage from Peru helps us remember our song.
Yes, exactly. And so cacao is a way in the story of talking about how to get there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's yes. used as the medicinal way, the ceremonial
yes.
way.
Yes.
But yes, our dreams, our passion for aliveness is an aspect of our song. You know, trees love being trees. Ravens love being ravens. Coyotes love being coyotes. And as humans, we've got this thing that we've learned about not even liking our own selves. That's a distortion of our natural way of being.
And we then, to get a little psychologically headsy about it, we then project all of that to everyone and everything around us.
Yes, we do.
I don't like me, but I can't really admit that, or I can, but it doesn't seem to matter very much, so I'm going to not like you.
Exactly.
I'm not going to like Mother Earth. I'm not, whatever.
Exactly.
As a psychological projection, rather than us not owning the projection, that's too Western psych, but really it's a whole different language and point of view you're talking about, Joanne Dotson, with the Katasi, these ancient lineages of remembering our song, of drinking our dreams so that we can wake up to who we are.
Yes.
There's no such thing as projection when we do that.
Yes. So another way of saying it is also, when we're living centered in our heart, we'll create a heart-centered world. When we live in balance from our heart, we're bringing balance to the earth. It grows from the inside out. So we need to start on the inside.
We have to.
Yeah.
That takes me to another question I have for you, Joanne Dotson. In the preface of your book, Spirit of Chocolate, you write that one of your passions is, quote, personal healing that transforms the world. How can the personal healing transform the entire world? How does that work?
Because what we are carrying around inside of us, our beliefs, our emotions, our thoughts, is how we will move through the world. That's what guides us. And so if we're carrying around a lot of judgments or fear, that's going to resonate and radiate out in everything we say and do and how we relate. So when we can transform that and come back to, you know, home to ourselves, to living and knowing and remembering our song, to awakening our passion for being alive, and we're stepping right into the web of life. We're joining up with the web of life. So that transforms. It just ripples out beyond us. If you have love alive on the inside, it's going to ripple out beyond you. It's just how energy moves.
It is how energy moves. There's a lot of science behind all of this now. If any of you listeners out there need some so-called hard science, there's a lot of science about that.
Yes.